At Salesforce, we're all about asking more of AI. Questions like, where is the data going? Is it private? Is it secure? Is it ready to use now? How about now? And if not now, when? And how? Get answers you can trust from Salesforce at askmoreofai.com.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Friday, October 13th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. There are a lot of things we still don't know about how the brain works. Artificial intelligence could help us understand more, and possibly even detect diseases like Alzheimer's decades before symptoms occur. Some promising AI tech might even be able to do it by peering into your eye. Our reporter Vipal Monga will join us to talk about these developments and how researchers are working to turn them into reality. But first, since Hamas attacked Israel last Saturday, misidentified video footage, fabricated information, and violent content have been appearing on social media. It's turning out to be a big test for platforms' content moderation policies, and so far, Elon Musk-owned X, formerly Twitter, appears to be stumbling. Musk has significantly shrunk the site's content moderation team since taking over. I asked our reporter Sarah Needleman how people who study social media think X is performing, as real and false messages about the war are posted on the platform.
They're saying it's performing pretty badly because the platform has been slow to remove false information. It's been relying on volunteer users of its community notes program to put labels on posts that may be false. And another issue is that under Musk, the verification process for a user has changed. Now you have to pay for the checkmark, and a lot of users are reluctant to pay for it. And so now when users see a post from an account, they may have to question, oh, is this legitimate? And that's not always apparent.
How does X compare to other platforms? We have some data from the European Union, right?
X reported an average of about 8,900 moderation decisions per day in the 3 days before and after the attack. But that compares with about 415,000 per day for Facebook. And in about three quarters of those cases, X applied a not safe for work label, NSFW, as part of those decisions, but did not appear to remove them. And following the attacks, X also reported a larger number of posts flagged for violence and gore. The company's really been relying on this community notes feature, which is this fact-checking tool in which volunteers write contextual notes to be added below misleading posts. And the company said it uses an algorithm to surface notes ranked as helpful by users with different points of view. The company also posted a link for more users to sign up for community notes. And it said it recently rolled out an update to make the notes appear faster below a post, and that it's working to improve its ability to automatically find and attach notes to posts reusing the same video and images.
And finally, just what is the situation for X now? Tell us about how it might handle other big events that are coming up, such as the 2024 election.
Researchers, academics, and others who study social media and X in particular say that the platform's response to the situation in Israel and the recent changes we talked about earlier to the policies, those things don't bode well for how it will handle the presidential election. And that is likely to present an array of moderation challenges, including risks from AI-generated video, audio, and pictures.
That was our reporter, Sarah Needleman. On Tuesday, X said its CEO, Linda Yaccarino, is directing a task force working around the clock to combat content that is misleading or violates other policies. A judge in Montana is deciding whether to block the state's ban of TikTok, set to go into effect at the start of next year. Yesterday, the company made its argument for a preliminary injunction to stop the ban, which it alleges violates the First Amendment. Montana says the law protects residents' privacy. The state is concerned about TikTok's ties to China and its ability to spy on users. TikTok has denied ever sharing data with the Chinese Communist Party. The judge said he'll decide on whether to block the law as quickly as possible. The legality of the ban itself will be decided at a later trial that's yet to be scheduled. And as we head into the weekend, some of you might be preparing to tune in to NFL games. Others might still be licking wounds from losses in fantasy football leagues. But some of the most hurtful smack talk you might have seen in these fantasy leagues could have come from artificial intelligence bots. Yahoo's Fantasy Football is one of the largest organizers in the pastime. For this year's NFL season, it has been supercharged by OpenAI's ChatGPT, and the chatbot has been ruthless to fans, spitting out disses like, quote, "stunning display of draft ineptitude." Our reporter Salvador Rodriguez tells us more about what's behind Yahoo's move.
Yahoo is using ChatGPT for their recaps this year. And the thinking is that, you know, this is something that will make fantasy football more fun than before, and something that will make Yahoo Fantasy stand out compared to some of their competitors like ESPN or Sleeper, something that gives them an edge and hopefully helps keep players coming back.
Coming up, to some, the eyes are the gateway to the soul. But to AI, they could be the door to early diagnosis of a devastating condition. We'll explain when we come back.
At Salesforce, we're all about asking more of AI. Questions like, where is the data going? Is it private? Is it secure? Is it ready to use now? How about now? And if not now, when? And how? Get answers you can trust from Salesforce at askmoreofai.com.
A diagnosis of Alzheimer's can be devastating and often comes late for many people. But researchers say artificial intelligence could open a new era in the detection and treatment of the disease, which afflicts more than 7 million Americans. Reporter Vipal Manga joins us now to talk about this. Before we get into the technology being developed, can you tell us some of what the challenges and limitations are with today's tools for diagnosing Alzheimer's?
It's really difficult for people to diagnose Alzheimer's. It's very unclear still what causes Alzheimer's. So people are looking for ways to figure out whether someone who's exhibiting the symptoms, dementia, personality changes, actually has that disease. One of the things they found is that many people with Alzheimer's develop these plaques in their brains, amyloid protein plaques. And the best way to find those plaques is by doing what's called a PET scan. Those scans are very expensive and hard to come by, often not covered by insurance.
So there are a few new tools being developed that are utilizing AI, but can you start by telling us about this one that uses an eye scanner? It's by a company called RediSpec.
Toronto-based RediSpec is a startup that started to look at finding these amyloid plaques in the eye. So what they're doing is they're using these what they're calling hyperspectral cameras, which record a wider range of the color spectrum than the human eye can see, and then using an AI algorithm that goes in and analyzes that image to find evidence of amyloid plaque in the eye.
RediSpec isn't the only company that's developing one of these AI tools. Are there any other companies looking specifically at the eye?
In terms of Alzheimer's, there's another company based in Sacramento called Neurovision that's also doing something similar. They're also looking at the eye and trying to see if they can detect signs of Alzheimer's through their reading of retinal scans. Retinal scans are pretty difficult to read. They come out pretty dark. And for human technicians to look through the information and find out what's happening there is much more difficult than it is for a computer or an algorithm to do it.
Are there any other AI tests related to Alzheimer's that are being developed?
Researchers at the University of Arizona are also using AI to find the genetic triggers that actually cause Alzheimer's. Amyloid plaque is often seen as what they call a downstream effect of Alzheimer's. These people are looking further upstream and trying to find what's happening in our genes that can lead to Alzheimer's further down the road. Ray Chang, who's an associate professor at the University of Arizona, told me that using his AI algorithm, he's been able to cut maybe a decade off the research in order to find some of these genetic triggers.
Are there limitations, though, to using AI in this kind of medical setting?
There's a lot of hype and talk about AI and how effective it can be. But I talked to a researcher at Massachusetts General, Matt Lemming, who said that in any kind of lab environment where things are controlled, AI works exceedingly well and seems to show a lot of promise. The real world is a lot more complicated than a lab setting. People's eyes are different shapes, for example, or the technicians operating the machinery aren't as skilled and you get blurry images, which makes it more difficult for the algorithms to actually read images like a retinal scan. And, you know, the success of some of these large language models like ChatGPT is based on the fact that they have trillions of pages in the internet to look through. Medical data is a lot more difficult to get. There's privacy concerns. There's individual hospitals or research laboratories guard it. There's no like central repository for all of this information. So it's a lot more difficult for companies like Redispec or Neurovision to access the data. In fact, a lot of them are spending thousands of dollars per patient in order to get access to data, which makes it extremely expensive for them to test and develop their AI models. It's a real problem.
All right, that's our reporter, Vipal Manga. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang, with additional support this week from Anthony Bansi. I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Our development producer is Aisha Al-Muslim. Our deputy editors are Scott Salloway and Chris Sinsley. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back with a new show on Monday. Thanks for listening.